God's protecting hand removed. Shielded by divine power, they had not realized the countless dangers by which they were surrounded. In their unbelief, they anticipated death, and now the Lord permitted death to come upon them. The poisonous serpents that infested the wilderness were called fiery serpents, on account of their sting, it causing violent inflammation and speedy death. As the protecting hand of God was removed, great numbers of the people were attacked by these venomous creatures. In almost every tent were the dying or the dead. Often the silence of night was broken by piercing cries that told of fresh victims. All were busy ministering to sufferers or endeavoring to protect those not yet stricken. When compared with the present suffering, their former difficulties and trials seemed unworthy of a thought. The people now came to Moses with confessions and entreaties. "We have sinned," they said, "for we have spoken against the Lord, and against thee." Only a little before, they had accused him of being the cause of all their distress and afflictions. But as soon as real trouble came, they fled to him as the only one who could intercede with God for them. "Pray unto the Lord, that he take away the serpents from us." Moses was divinely commanded to make a serpent of brass and to elevate it among the people. To this, all who had been bitten were to look and find relief. The joyful news was sounded that all who had been bitten might look upon the brazen serpent and live. Many had already died, and when Moses raised the serpent upon the pole, some would not believe that merely gazing upon that metallic image could heal them. These perished in their unbelief. Yet many had faith in the provision God had made. Fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters were engaged in helping suffering, dying friends to fix their languid eyes upon the serpent. If these, though faint and dying, could only once look, they were perfectly restored.